Hi, it's Jade, and today I'm going to read to you a letter that I wrote. I feel like if you've ever gone through a heartbreak, you can probably relate, and the whole premise of this is what it's like to revisit the place where you last saw them, both, like, physically and metaphorically, I guess. Like, psychologically, sorry, I didn't mean metaphorically. It's called Broken Hearts on a Map. Place. This place belongs to you. Anywhere along the lines of the Hawkesbury River and everything past it until Newcastle. The name of a place so foreign because I haven't actually been there more than once or twice. And yet so familiar because you are there. I have the illusion that I still know you, when really I don't. And my heart longs for that piece of summer we had last year. Maybe it was the adventure that my heart still yearns for. A name on a map so easily replaceable by another string of alphabets, led by a capital letter. A part of me feels at peace that you are loved, but the other part, mostly the bigger part, is angry. Rage and fury at how you abandoned me when you found love and belonging in strangers. That it ultimately eclipsed us. When did you know that us wasn't even a thing anymore? Maybe you never found in me what you were looking for, the same way you couldn't give me what I wanted. It's weird not being a part of your life. I think I've gotten used to it for the most part. Turns out we weren't the epic love tragedy I made us out to be. We were just two people on the brink of late adolescence, where our paths crossed just as you were entering it, and I leaving it. I'd like to believe our souls needed each other the most at that point in time. But I must have forgotten that you weren't mine to keep, because you were a wooden cube and I was a cylinder-shaped hole in the wall, and we wouldn't fit no matter what we did. And we tried. I almost forgot how to breathe when I finally saw your Instagram page after the breakup. It wasn't as jarring as I thought it would be, and yet more suffocating than I anticipated. It is a curse and a gift to be so sentimental towards things that no longer matter because they are long gone. Like a brief summer afternoon out on the water where you placed your hand on the small of my back, rubbing and smiling because you were taking me sailing for the first time. I'm starting to forget it now. I don't know if those memories are real or if the small details have been made up, altered somewhere along the way as I replay that small scene over and over again in my head. Maybe I thought if I looked at us through the lens of a coming-of-age movie, I would be able to direct us from the end. Away from the end, I could prevent it. I forgot that a significant portion of these kinds of movies involve a massive heartbreak, and a kind of loss that grips into your soul and makes you beg for the heavens to take it. Because you don't know how to exist without thinking about the one you're grieving for. And yet they are still breathing. It is as though one of us has been torn from the other and cast into an opposite end of a parallel universe, separated by a thin film from the other. I will leave you with this one question. How do you bury a live human? Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you like it. Let me know what you think.